Almost every kind of mental and physical puzzle-solving skill you can consider is required at the new temporary exhibit at the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Mindbender Mansion includes 11 separate teasers designed for individual or team solving. Saturday morning, there was a preview for museum members, and I convinced Antoinette Grajeda that we should try it out. Paul Stolt, the marketing manager for the Amazium, was our guide. He says the puzzles are solvable for different ages.
From, you know, a puzzle where someone in preschool can work through it to full-grown adults at 102 years old can sit and try and figure out some of these puzzles. So there's a full gamut of puzzles for people to engage with.
And it's not just age that may play a part in solving, but different skills. The first puzzle we encountered is described by Paul as an upper elementary level puzzle. It's one of those where you take several different shapes and turn them all into one combined square. Okay, Antoinette, being honest, who would you say between the two of us is better at a spatial puzzle?
Me.
That is correct. In fact, who would you say, not knowing the other people in this room, is probably the most challenged at a spatial puzzle of everybody in this room?
You.
There we go. Okay. That is completely honest. Antoinette did solve it, and rather quickly. The entire exhibit does have a narrative. Puzzlers should stop for the video greeting from the Mindbender Mansion host, Mr. E. He explains each puzzle reveals a clue, and all of those clues can be built into another answer that ultimately could give someone a chance to have their name or names, again, this is best when you have more than one person, on the Hall of Fame board. Another puzzle challenges you to line up numbers so they all add up to one specific number in any which way that you look. It appears easy. Hey! No. You saw that coming, didn't you? I really thought I had it. Okay. But it's not all that easy. Paul Stoll with the Amazium says that's the idea after all.
The Amazium is a place where we want people to be a little bit frustrated. We want them to get their hands on things. We want them to see if they can break it. We want them to just get fully immersed in the activities they're doing, because we know that that's where the learning happens. And we're not just a science museum. We're really a learning facility where people come in, and we hope that when they leave, they go, wow, I learned something that I've never known before, or I hadn't thought of it that way, or have come to start to look for creative solutions instead of going, wow, I'm kind of stuck here. Where can someone come and help me?
Some of the puzzles require intense teamwork and physical activity. Feeding Frenzy may be inspired by a famous 1950s television show. A conveyor belt rolls along with trays that players have to stack in precise measure with pieces of plastic food.
There are three different speeds, slow, medium, fast. What should we go for?
I think it's whatever you're most comfortable with.
I think you should go to 11, Kyle.
Fill at least 10 trays to get your clue for the kitchen vault.
Okay, there's one full tray.
Paul, Antoinette, and newly found friends Isabella and Carla worked in harmony to record a better-than-necessary score to capture the clue to help unlock the password. I had to hold the microphone, you understand. Carla and Isabella say they were able to figure out a system that worked as the game progressed.
We didn't start with one, but then I think we grew to start talking to each other and have teamwork.
And I just sent corn and mashed potatoes.
We didn't know those people we just played with, but by the end of it, we had something in common already because we tried to do an activity together.
An intriguing game called Spelling Fever requires several different attributes. Players, and again, at least two people are probably needed to be successful here, players have to read a question, determine the correct answer, then spell out that answer on a jumbo hopscotch-like panel that is not at all in alphabetical order. All of this against the clock. Team Ozarks at Large did pretty well, hopping all over the place to spell spine, the answer to the question, what do vertebrates have that invertebrates don't? But we may have spelled pollen when we should have spelled nectar and lost valuable time. Antoinette and I came away with a total score of 220 at Spelling Fever, enough to earn our password. But the high score for the day was already 560. Paul Stolt says some puzzlers may take note of times or scores, and
become a bit self-competitive.
This is one of those exhibits where people who have a membership will more than likely come back over and over again to try and try it. It's a great place to be on a rainy Sunday or a cold Saturday. Come on in and have a good time. It's one of those where it's challenging enough to where the first time through, there's that great level of frustration that keeps you wanting to try and figure it out. And it's also one I think people will think about during the week. If they were here on Saturday and they had that puzzle, they thought, oh, it was so close, that they'll want to come back and try it again so they can actually find the solution.
Mindbender Mansion, produced and toured by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry in Portland, will be at the Scott Family Amazium through January 14th. You can find out more at amazium.org. Oh, and remember that math puzzle from earlier that I whiffed on the first time? Well, turns out, fifth time was the charm.
13, have at it.
This is Ozarks at Large.